Given these two components of trust, how do you go about building trust or restoring it in situations when trust has been lost? The key is in understanding and learning how to navigate in what I've come to call the five waves of trust. This model derives from the ripple effect metaphor that graphically illustrates the interdependent nature of trust and how it flows from the inside out. It defines the five levels or contexts in which we establish trust. It also forms the structure for understanding and making trust actionable. The first wave is self-trust. Self-trust is about the confidence we have in ourselves, in our ability to set and achieve goals, to keep commitments, to walk our talk, and also with our ability to inspire trust in others. The second wave is relationship trust. Relationship trust involves the trust accounts we have with others. The key principle underlying this wave is consistent behavior, and I'll touch on 13 key behaviors common to high trust leaders around the world. The third wave is organizational trust. This deals with how leaders can generate trust in all kinds of organizations, including businesses, not-for-profit organizations, government entities, educational institutions, and even families, as well as in teams and other microunits within organizations. The fourth wave is market trust. This is the level at which almost everyone clearly understands the impact of trust. The underlying principle behind market trust is reputation. It's about your company brand, as well as your personal brand, which reflects the trust customers, investors, and others in the marketplace have in you. And the fifth wave is societal trust, which means creating value for others and for society at large. Depending on our roles and responsibilities, we may have more or less influence as we move out through each successive wave. However, we all have extraordinary influence on the first two waves, self-trust and relationship trust, and this is where we need to begin.